of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Linda Bott. Yeah, she's here today.
I am in today and I totally moved your cheat.
Totally.
Because Tuesday's and Thursday. Jared's
in there going, where's the buttons? Where's the buttons? You come in like a damn cyclone.
This is how I rock. This is how I rock and this is how I move, and when I get ready, it's showtime. It's showtime.
Today is the 11th of January, 2022, 7:06 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, welcome to my world. community, courage, compassion, and Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and open line starts at 705. Well, it started already until 8 o'clock. Then we have Shasta Regional Medical Center. Turtle Bay had to cancel. We're going to reschedule them.
Oh, man.
We just had to
reschedule them
today.
I didn't know that until this morning.
I heard it last night after 9 o'clock,
right.
And you were,
I was,
you know,
yeah. Well, early
you
morning.
Gone. You're gone.
Yeah. It was a very physical day yesterday.
Here's what it is. He's feeling sick, and he wants to make sure. He just thinks it's a cold, and he just wants to make sure that it's nothing more than a cold before he comes in and shares
well,
with us.
Well, it's definitely going around, and, you know, I had a text. I just need to turn me up a little bit, Neil, over there. So, you know, I got a we both got a text last night of something that was scheduled. That's good. And from a friend of ours that's a doctor, and they had a gathering, and they canceled talking about the surge of,
Omicron.
And I don't even want to start the whole because that's all, inundated.
It's only tripled in the last
left
week.
And right, left and right, wherever we go. And yes, I did go into stores and I am being mask, aware, conscientious. I am doing that because, let's see, there's been three or four different establishments have gone in and it said, not mandatory mask, but it says there's a sign on the door that says masks. So when you go into the store and most people have masks on and everybody that works here have masks on, I figured, you know what, that's part of my, I suppose, my civic duty is to make a mental note that I can do this. I just rip it off when I get out in the parking lot, get into my car. But, you know, it is, we're having a resurgence. And so that's my contribution, is to wear a mask in different establishments.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So what's
the
weather?
Okay.
I'd like you to do the weather.
Well, good morning. Partly sunny today with a high of 65. I always say good morning, but if you look outside, we have, you know, a beautiful day, and we can just, you know, the dawn is breaking, and it's gorgeous outside. Just a little bit of a throw over a turtleneck this morning is perfect. 65, overnight lows of 43, partly sunny tomorrow with a high of 65. Wednesday night calls for partly cloudy with a low of 41. Thursday sunny with a high of 65. Friday sunny. Look at this forecast. 64 on Friday, 65 on Saturday, and Sunday calls for sunny with a high of 62. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793.
And Jared's at the helm. Good morning, buddy. What national day today?
Today is National Step in a Puddle and Splash Your Friends Day.
You've got to be kidding.
I'm not.
All right. I saw something.
All right.
I saw something on Facebook. They have these things, you know, these little videos. I don't know if you ever seen them if you're going on Facebook. And it's little funny things. And these three guys are in a rainstorm, are sitting in chairs. And there's a big sign out on a tree that says, "Splash me."
I did see that.
Did
not on
you
Facebook,
see that?
But I saw it on YouTube.
Or YouTube. Maybe it was YouTube. Like I'm not sure what it was. But these three guys are out there in their bathing suits. And it says, "Splash me." And cars are coming by. and where it's puddling there, and they're just covering them with sheets of water. They're drinking beer. They're having a great time. I mean, I've never seen anything like this before. Have you ever driven on a road and somebody's been on it? And you've splashed them inadvertently, of course. You wouldn't do it on purpose. Have you ever done that?
Not on purpose.
Well, I did it one time, and because it was two lanes of traffic, I was trapped in there, and going by, this person was standing there, and I hit the water.
Uh-oh.
And I just looked in my side view mirror.
Did you not stop?
Well, you couldn't stop because there were people behind me going like about 30 miles an hour, too. Probably should have driven slower, but...
Wow.
Now, we were driving, my cousin and I were driving in his, he had an old Jag, and we were driving through, in Phoenix, and when it rains, they can't handle hard rains. There's just water pooled everywhere. And some truck came by us and just went through his open window and got both of us just drowned us like that. And first of all, you get mad, and then you start laughing. Because it's so funny.
Well, you're in a small... When you think about being in a convertible, I love it being in a convertible.
It was a hardtop, but the windows were open.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, it funneled it. So.
Well, remember when we were driving back the very first time when I knew that Carl loved me when he moved his Harley to Redding? All right? So,
yeah,
anyway,
That was a big indicator.
First time, you know, I always was raised... That you don't get on the back of a motorcycle because you'll have, my brother's a doctor, you're gonna get hurt, scrambled brains, you name it. But with Carl, I had this trust. So coming back from LA, once we left,
you flew into Burbank.
Yeah, but once we had a beautiful drive, you know, bugs in your teeth, that whole thing, and I really started to understand why people love to be, on a motorcycle because you get the smell. I guess you probably get that as well in a convertible, but it's been a long time since I've been in a convertible driving at length. So anyway, once we left a Harris Ranch, now we were in torrential rains. And a very same thing about in a motorcycle next to a big rig is like being under Niagara Falls.
Yeah, it was a quirky drive because there was so much rain and you can't be seen and you got to drive a little bit slower. And I had to pull off the road a couple of times we had to buy you equipment because the stuff you had brought was just, you know, wearing a Gucci scarf in a rainstorm just doesn't work.
Well, I think I did throw my boots out.
I knew that I could stay with this woman because when I picked you up in Burbank, we went up over the Grapevine, and you know what the Grapevine's like on a Friday. The Grapevine is crazy on a Friday, and we split lanes.
Ignorance is bliss, trust me. Today I might be a little bit more grit teeth.
We split lanes all the way over the Grapevine. I don't know how many thousand cars.
And any minute somebody could open their door or change a lane.
And Linda had her face... Had her chin resting on my shoulder going, this is great. And the only thing I could think was, I hope that car doesn't change lanes. I hope we don't get killed. But I'm not going to be sitting in this traffic. So
it was an adventure.
It was an adventure. And then when we got to Sacramento and I got you off the bike and you got back into your car at the airport, it was probably one of the happiest moments I had had in years that we had made it up there and you were okay.
It was all good. It was good. It was an adventure. I love adventure. Adventure doesn't always mean sunshine and fabulosity. I mean, adventure, half the fun of adventure is in the moment. How do you deal with this moment of, well, it's not a crisis, but it's the weather. What do you do in the airport if you're stranded? Does your mind get mad and, you know, PO'd at everybody and go into the anger zone? Or do you kind of start looking and watching people and thinking, I've got this moment, let me sit in it, bring a book, write a poem, write a letter, send a text. Do something that is in the moment that is not in anger.
Yeah, what do you do for the other 12 hours?
You can't control it.
You can't control it. Okay, let's take a quick break. Beginning January 11th, Bastiani Arms hours will change, and their hours have been changed Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. The doors are open. No appointments needed. Last background check will be done at 3:30, though, so that you can buy your you can get that background check, so you can buy your ammo and guns. Bastion Arms, where we buy our firearms, our long guns, our pistols. They have all the accessories you need. They have ammo. They've got it all. Great customer service and, you know, really, truly nice people there. John Bastiani started his business about the same time we did. He's been advertising with us ever since. And I haven't one time been disappointed when I went down to Bastiani Arms. He gives veterans discounts. He stands. He takes a stand for the Second Amendment. He believes in the Second Amendment. And like I said, you know, he goes up against the big box stores, and he does well. That's Bastiani Arms, open starting at January 11th, open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. We'll be right back.
On a dark desert highway, cool wind in my hair, warm smell of colitas rising.
Supervisor Modi claims he protects your water rights, but on further investigation, we find Modi last year approved a water contract that scalped a small water district in the north part of Shasta County with a 250% increase over normal and in a state of emergency. The foundation that owned this water right now is linked to donating thousands of dollars to Modi's campaign. Shasta County, you deserve better. Vote yes, recall Modi. Paid for by Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Aloha. This is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Vote yes, recall Modi. Recently, the Shasta County Planning Commission voted 5-0 to stop the Fountain Wind Project. But when it came before the Shasta County Board of Supervisors, only Modi voted to support the project, bowing down to a special interest group instead of listening to the people. The Intermountain communities would have been devastated. Now we learn the same special interest group is donating thousands of dollars to Modi's campaign. Vote yes and recall Leonard Modi. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. 7:20 in the morning, it's 45 degrees out there. It's going to be a nice day. A little cloudy right now, but it's going to turn out nice. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Locally owned, local board of directors, 3 branches, 1 in Red Bluff, right downtown in 1845 California Street, the main branch in the Cobblestone Shopping Center. They're celebrating 15 years of being in business, and from the day they opened, they've been moving local dreams forward. And stand by, Anderson, they're getting ready to open up a new branch down there this month. Good morning to everybody. We're on from 7 to 9 a.m., Monday through Friday.
Hey, Sungold, if you're listening, you know what? We here in the body of work don't condone people who get on this chat pack. Now, we have two choices. We can just completely black out the chat pack altogether. And or, you know, on some shows, this is how they interact. But I just don't believe in waking up in the morning and having somebody say something.
If we see it.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's going through so fast, I'm not looking at it because if I'm interviewing somebody and,
right.
and Jared's answering phones or doing something, sometimes it slips through. But you know what? Just keep on going. When we see it, we delete it.
Yeah, but what I was going to try to say is nobody deserves to, you know, wake up with a cheerful attitude and go online to say something nice and have this pollution.
Well,
it's pollution.
It's
pollution.
It's freedom of speech in the sense that people are arguing back and forth. They're saying things about each other. And usually, like I say, if we see it, if it looks like it's going, you know, south quick, we just delete the user and ban them for an hour.
Well, people
and,
have lost their manners.
But still, There are thresholds, and profanity is one of the thresholds we have for the chat room.
Yeah,
and by the way, it's our chat room, rules.
Yeah. One day when you were gone and I hosted the show, Carl, I got really, people hurt. They can feel the heat rise on my back and my hair go up. And so, you know, I'm not the person, you know me, my world is music. My world is, you know, I really feel like it's like when you have a dinner party, you're there to embrace the individuals that you bring into your life. And we've chosen to take on this, you know, make this a business, these radio stations. And I just wish that people would realize that they are in our house, and you don't come in with dirty feet, and you don't yell profanity in our house. You want to go out on the street and be a gutter rat? Go do it. But not in our house. And that is something I just still can't wrap my brain around, that we have this, we provide this platform, and people stomple on it.
Not everybody.
No.
And not all the time.
No, you're right.
And I agree, though. We've invited people into our home. This is our living room. And you should keep the profanity out of it. You should not call people names. You should not say things about people. So, like I said, when we see it, and Jared's all over it this morning, then we delete it and we ban the person if they don't stop.
Well,
that's the only thing it's either that or cut out the whole chat room.
Right.
I refuse to do that. I just refuse to do that.
Well, I just want our listener who has been very loyal to us from day one.
From day one.
That we appreciate your loyalty and thank you for enduring. You know, you are valued.
All of our listeners are valued.
Now, speaking of valued, the United States Mint said Monday it has begun shipping quarters featuring the image of poet Maya Angelou, the first coin in its American Women Quarters program. She's the first Black American author, poet, and civil rights activist who rose to prominence with the publication of I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings in 1969. The author, who died in 2014 at the age of 86, was honored with the Presidential Medal of Freedom by President Barack Obama. The quarter design depicts Angelou with outstretched arms, behind her a bird in flight and a rising sun, images inspired by her poetry. And thus,
And thus?
Someone who has really brought into our culture light, love, soundness, through adversity and diversity. So I think it's very cool that this is happening.
Okay. Bob Saget died.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny, you know,
I
remember Bob Saget from, I think he had that TV show Full House, and then he did America's Funniest Videos. Remember that? Which is still going on, by the way.
Yeah, he founded that, and then yesterday I was listening to Armstrong and Getty, and they talked about how he was, it was a very popular show, and they said, boy, he just like cha-ching all the way with American Home Videos as well as MTV. Early on in MTV, he used to do funny kind of commentaries on some of the videos, and it was a very well-liked show. And then he was also in Full House.
Yeah, and then toward the end of his career, he became, you know, somebody and I were talking about it yesterday, I think it was Sue, and he said he had become bitter, it seemed like, toward the end, or angry. I know I never saw that at the end. I saw some excerpts of some of the things. But he was one of those ones that have passed in the last, gosh, week or 10 days. You know, and you've got, Bogdanovich died.
Right.
I mean, Betty White passed away.
Sidney Poitier.
Saget. I mean, and he was young. He was relatively
65.
Young. 65 years old. And they don't know what it was.
No, he was on tour. And it was interesting hearing different people calling in and talking about snippets that they were doing regarding to some of his comedian friends, because he always had, you know, he played this good guy, he played this funny guy, he played this dry wit guy, but he evidently in his stand-up, I never saw him live, but in his stand-up act, he was extremely raunchy. So you know what it is with two sides, but they're investigating his death at this point because he was on tour in his hospital bed. So... He was on tour in the hotel bed. My mind just went to something else.
Okay, you know, COVID's jumping up again, but Cascade Theater is going to offer a COVID testing clinic on site before the show this week. The Punch Brothers are coming on Friday, and you must either bring proof of a vaccination or have a negative COVID test, the Cascade Theater announced. And this comes from not the Cascade Theater, but the group themselves, the Punch Brothers. This is what they want in the theater. So that's, and if you're going to have the act, you have to, you know, go by what they say in the contract. But the Cascade's going to offer COVID testing. You buy a ticket in advance to receive a pre-registration link. And there, those already holding a ticket can call the box office for pre-registration information. And they, you come in, and I like to think of it as a swab and show. Swab and show. They'll take a swab give you a COVID test. You'll either be positive or negative, probably negative. And you go on in and you see the show. And the Punch Brothers, of course, Grammy winning folk and bluegrass band. They're going to start at 7:30 at the Cascade Theater. So for tickets or more information, you can call the box office. But I find that interesting that they're offering a COVID test, a rapid COVID test to anybody coming to the theater for free. So it may be worth it, because if you like the Punch Brothers and they're good, you might want to go down and see them and get your free COVID test at the same time. Even if you have a vaccination card, just go on and get your COVID test, because it's going around, and Omicron I am totally at a loss to say how dangerous this stuff is. It's infecting a whole lot of people, yet a whole lot of people are not ending up in the hospital. That it's I've only found one person that's died from Omicron, and I could be wrong. I haven't really, you know, been checking that, but there's only been one reported death as of last week. Now there may be more, but it's infecting everybody. So this is, you know, in some ways this is good in the sense that it's infecting a lot of people. It's not making them as sick, but it's giving them the antibodies. The testing results have tripled as people being positive. It's what a dichotomy it is that, you know, this is now, is the Omicron, could it be considered like the flu? Because you don't get as sick. I mean, people with the flu, we lose, you know, 30,000 a year to that, to the flu. And you can't say that, of course, the counting and who's had it, did you die with it, did you die from it, all of these. And we talked to Carrie Schutte and said, you know, that they do make the delineation between somebody dying from something and or dying from the COVID and dying from something else, and they have COVID. It could be one of the comorbidities. The other thing I read from the CDC is people have died with COVID, usually have 3 to 4 comorbidities that kind of add to it.
Well, it does. We do have, positive test results triple since December. The number of new COVID-19 cases reported by Shasta County more than doubled last week.
Yeah, but that's the Omicron also, isn't that? And again, a lack of clear direction from and changing word from the top makes it very difficult. Hey, we've got to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more about windshield repair than Jeff Wurst. I'll just say that. He has been in this business for 2 decades. He is a graduate from a number of automotive repair schools, and he guarantees his work. He'll take, whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, he fixes it, and then he guarantees his work. He fixed a crack, it was an 8-inch crack in my windshield back in 2007, and you still can't see it. I mean, that's pretty good. He'll give a free inspection and analysis and get your windshield repaired by a guy that cares about your safety. That's Jeff Wurst. Head on down to 3208 South Market Street or give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. We'll be right back, 7:32 in the morning, 45 degrees.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Celebrate with us all month long at Wind River Resort and Casino and play our $100,000 Wild Jerry Zoom Ball Swipe to win. Win big cash prizes or $100,000. Plus, earn entries all month long to increase your chances to be a contestant Thursday at 7 p.m. Cheer for the colored balls to fill the Zoom Zone and walk away a winner. But wait, there's more. All contestants will have a second opportunity to win a new Wild Jerry Dodge Challenger. See WindRiver.com for official rules and find your moment with us at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
This is the Cigar of the Month from Tobacco and Brew, brought to you by Liga Privada. The Underground Sun Grown is the perfect balance of Nicaraguan long filler tobacco. Draped in a lovely Connecticut sun-grown wrapper, this stick received a 92 rating. With hints of spice, wood, and espresso, this robust cigar ends on notes of cinnamon. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California. This is the Cigar of the Month from Tobacco and Brew, brought to you by Liga Privada. The Underground Sun Grown is the perfect balance of Nicaraguan long filler tobacco. Draped in a lovely Connecticut sun-grown wrapper, this stick received a 92 rating. With hints of spice, wood, and espresso, this robust cigar ends on notes of cinnamon. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com, featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
There's more to explore with a Turtle Bay membership. Get unlimited access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and beyond. Family memberships are only $90 a year. That's less than $8 a month for a whole year of fun. Join today at turtlebay.org.
Here we go. All right, you're starting your morning this morning with Carl and Linda Bott here on KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio, or you may be listening online at kcnr1460.com. This is a beautiful day today. We're going to have sunshiny days, and I'm flipping over the weather here to tell you what we've got. Fix 65 today. It's beautiful outside. Really pretty outside. Mostly cloudy tonight with overnight lows of 43. Through the week, we have sunny skies with our temperatures all around in the 60s. That's a kind of a general forecast. And this portion of the show is brought to you by somebody who does bring sunshine into your life. And that's when you beautify your home, or you have an idea for a design, or you see something that's made out of stone, or any kind of thing that has to do with, like, our table here in the studio was created by Mike Huber from Estate Granite. He's been custom altering homes in Shasta County for years, and he is a vocal local supporter. We really do respect and love Mike. He's a veteran-owned business and supporting our veterans in so many ways that he works by appointment only, so give him a call at 241-STONE.
We're here with Jenna Berry from Catalyst. It's Catalyst.
Mentoring.
Okay. Well, I bet used to be a Catalyst.
Catalyst group.
A group called.
There's quite a few Catalyst things within town.
Yeah, but this was separate from that.
Yeah, we're our own thing. We're a 501c3 nonprofit that's specifically designed to support kids in our community.
Yeah, and January is National Mentoring Month. So tell us a little bit about Catalyst Mentoring.
Yeah, so we were started a couple of years ago. Aaron Hayes is our founder. He got us going, and he got us kind of connected with other groups in our area, and we were training mentors and sending them out into the community. And then what we found is we just really wanted to be connected to the mentoring ourselves. So we built a mentoring program. We were supporting kids in schools during lunchtime. And then, of course, the pandemic shut everything down, and so nobody was in school. And so we opened an office where we were going to provide online mentoring. And what we found is over and over again, parents were like, can we find a safe way to just do it in person? Because our kids are tired of screens and they're having a hard time sitting through one more screen thing. So we set up our office in a super safe way. We followed all the protocols and we provided mentoring all through the pandemic in our office in little small groups. And that was really wonderful. And now that the pandemic is, it's not over. It's gonna be ongoing for a long time.
We need to embrace the virus.
Yeah,
need to embrace it.
New normal.
It's with us.
Yeah.
Do you know, we did hear you, and the truth is that we were listening online on our cell phone driving back from Mammoth. It is true, because I remember, you know how you have a visual in your mind?
Yeah.
And I remember the two of you, Ron, and you were talking about your golf tournament.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
you know what? We did hear that.
We did hear it. It was a wonderful interview.
Oh, well, thank
you. Ted was hosting with the bearded guy.
Yeah.
Robert.
Robert Balfe.
And you and another gal were on.
Yep,
me and Brianna.
I never let Ted go on without me at least checking halfway through the show to make sure that the FCC hasn't pulled my license.
But we were talking about the fact, and you were, we were listening, and so let's fast forward now because that was last year. Let's talk about what is in the near future and bring our listeners up to date about the organization, what you're doing, how we can help, because you guys do classes for people to bring them in and teach them how to mentor as well.
Yeah. So we're back on school campuses. We're on about 18 campuses here in Reading, two in Siskiyou County. But we also support people who want to mentor. So we're always training people. We provide training in adolescent brain development, 40 developmental assets, framework for understanding poverty, but also just like mentoring 101. How do you engage with someone? How do you get to know them in a way that feels relational and fun and less like an interview? We talk about redirection because some of our kiddos have lots of energy and they get you really sidetracked on crazy wild tangents, mostly TikTok. And so we teach those kind of engagement things and how to redirect and how to bring the conversation back to some of the more important things. But a lot of the conversations are based around just like letting the kids have the safe space and figure out who they are with the safety of knowing they're cared about no matter what.
The impact of closing the schools.
Yeah. What,
can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, I mean,
that you saw from, because you all are dealing with children.
Yeah.
Young adults that, obviously having some kind of problems in their lives. So, and here they were being able to talk to somebody, and then we shut the schools down.
Right.
Did you lose the progression that you had made with the kids?
No, we didn't see. I mean, we definitely saw kids missing it, missing the time with their mentors. But what we saw is just kids, you know, parents are trying their very best, but a lot of them are working and they're trying to figure it out. And so they went from having kids that they saw every day and healthy adults, teachers, mentors, all of those things, to seeing nobody, to being at home on the internet by themselves,
which is
the internet is a scary place for kids to be unaccompanied, basically. And so when you have 10 hours a day instead of being at school for those 8 hours, you're now at home sitting on your phone, sitting on the internet. We just see a lot of kids just getting into trouble. And just the sheer impact of being alone. People need people. Kids need adults. Kids need people who are checking in on them.
We're herd animals. I mean, we don't like to think of it like that.
No, but we are.
But that's part of your hierarchy of needs is association and the feeling. Once you get past, you know, food and shelter, then you get into interpersonal reaction, interaction.
And so we spent a year isolating people and isolating kids. And so while it all made sense and it we wanted to protect people from where everybody's worried about people dying, and that's a hard piece, but the mental health aspect of this isolation was just devastating. I mean, kids are hurting. We have numbers of suicide, which we didn't used to have. We didn't used to have numbers
in child suicide. I had a gentleman on last month talking about depression and suicide where you're seeing teenagers coming in and how scary that is.
It's terrifying.
That, you know, that there's a sense of hopelessness. And that when you get this hopelessness, what is any reason to go on?
Right. When
and
you don't have a person.
That's why
cares.
Your program, in my opinion, is very important because now they have an adult that cares about them and wants them to succeed.
Yeah. So do you go to, like, say, for instance, let's just grab a school. Let's just say Shasta High. All right. Do you reach out to the individual teachers and say, are you seeing anybody in class, perhaps, is, you know, give the five things to look for.
Yeah.
And what are the five things?
Yeah. Well, so we actually, what we're finding is we start to talk to the principal and the counselor, and before we ever even get to teachers, they've got a list of students for us. At every school that we're at, we have a wait list of students that need support. And for us, we are pre-mental health. So we're the step before they need to be seeing a counselor and checking in on some of those bigger things. Like if they do have a diagnosis with depression or they do have some severe behavioral struggles, those things are for counselors. But for mentors, we're the kids that are just blown out of class all the time because they just are so overwhelmed by stuff. The kids who are socially isolated, who don't know how to interact with their peers. We're seeing a lot of the kids who struggle with attendance because they're struggling to care about coming to school. And so we pull them into the mentoring program. We give them something fun that they look forward to. We give them an adult that cares and wants to see them. And we see them starting to come to school more often. And so a lot of it is We see those kind of just below counselor intervention students, but what we're finding is that used to be a handful of students, now it's all students, because they went from a year of being home and not having any school structure to going back to school structure, and that's hard. That's a big transition. Normally we do it for 3 months during the summer, now we did it for 8 months. And so kids are having a harder time figuring out how to interact with their peers. They're having a harder time figuring out how to sit in class and focus. And so we're seeing just way bigger numbers now.
We've got to take a break. When we come back, I know you've got some statistics here that I find very telling about when the mentors are interacting with their kids.
Yeah.
This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. And Four Winds Jewelry is the place to start off your year. If you want to give your loved one something special, and they have great selection of jewelry. It's the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. They can repair your watch. You can drop in there and get your new batteries in your watches, in and out. But their selection of jewelry is fantastic. Estate jewelry, Native American, from New Mexico. They've got anything you can imagine. Now, if you want to design a piece of jewelry, they're going to help you with it. They can help you design it, and then they can build it for you, so you'll have your own special remembrance that you want to give to either yourself or to a loved one. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back with Jenna Berry and Catalyst Memory.
Recently, Supervisor Modi claimed he helped crack down on illegal cannabis, but it was Modi's actions 6 years ago that dismembered Shasta County's marijuana eradication team. Now, over 7,000 organized grows have invaded Shasta County with devastating effects. Even the Mexican drug cartel finds it easier to grow in Shasta County than in their own country. If you want a safe and secure Shasta County, vote yes, recall Modi. Paid for by Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE. Or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in the Jefferson State of Mind.
Berks Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Berks Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Berks Construction Management.
In the last month, Supervisor Modi used our tax dollars to give substantial raises to county department heads, many of which had received raises just 6 months ago. Modi claims the county is currently low on funds, and yet without batting an eye, he willingly raised salaries to individuals who are already grossly overpaid. Don't allow Modi to continue to waste our money. Vote yes to recall Modi. Paid for by Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
And welcome back to our morning show here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. This is your talk radio. Carl and Linda Bott bringing you this segment live here on this beautiful Tuesday. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
We love Judy Maxwell.
That's right. And we bring our insurance. We have our insurance with Judy as well. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Hey, it's 2022. What are you doing? I know many people are thinking about their to-do list. How do we re-up, reorganize, reinstitute,
I may have missed a re-sign up on military stuff, so I'm going to go check that.
There you go, helping families and seniors.
But you don't have to worry about that with
and
Judy.
And veterans.
Judy takes care of you.
Give her a call at 221-0441. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
We're with Jenna Berry, who heads up Catalyst Mentoring. It's National Mentoring Month.
Yeah.
You're getting ready to have a meeting tomorrow.
Yeah, we're having an info meeting at our new office. We just want to give people the chance to ask us questions and kind of get to know what mentoring is all about. I think a lot of times people get intimidated by the idea of mentoring. And so my team is just going to be available to answer questions and let you know what to do.
Well, you know what it is for an adult? Say you got a 60-year-old that wants to be a mentor, wants to do something in their life, and they're going to be mentoring 10-year-olds?
Yeah.
All the way down to?
We serve fourth grade all the way through high school. So,
okay. So they're going to be, a 10-year-old.
Yeah.
How do you teach a 60-year-old to be able to get to that level of a 10-year-old?
Yeah. I mean, I think that sometimes we think we have to get down to their level, but a lot of times they just need to see a healthy adult, model healthy behavior.
Okay.
But what we do is we do art that is totally silly so that you can both be silly together and nobody is an expert. We play games like Uno, where nobody can be like a mastermind at Uno, because as soon as you think you have a strategy, somebody flips like a reverse card on you or something silly. And so the idea is we play games and we do activities that are really disengaging. They allow the kid to kind of be on level playing field with the adult, and everybody's being silly and nobody's an expert. And then you get to have some really cool conversations, because everybody's being silly, nobody's smarter than somebody else or judging somebody else, and you can have really great conversations. And then the next few times you meet, you don't have to play that silly game. You can do more in-depth conversations and different things, but you've started the relationship in this place of, I'm here for you, I want to support you, and I want to know you, not I have an agenda, I want to teach you things, I want to do stuff for you. It's, I just want to get to know you. Who are you?
So the idea is that you're providing an adult figure.
Mm-hmm.
Who is stable,
yeah,
who cares about you,
yeah,
and is not there to be your parent.
Right. They have so many people in their lives telling them what to do. They have teachers, they have parents, they have all these people, and sometimes in that telling them what to do, they feel maybe like that person doesn't care about them. And it's not because parents don't care about their kids. Even the worst of worst parents care about their kids. They're just struggling to figure out the right ways to connect with them. And the cool part about mentors is we just get to be positive, like unconditional positive regard. We care for them no matter what. You come and you failed your math test, man, that's a bummer, but I still want to play Uno with you. You're still important to me. But maybe we should talk about, could we prepare better? But it's never like, oh, you failed your test. Ah, this is terrible. It's stressful. It's, you know, and that's, unfortunately, teachers are put in this position where they have to get testing scores. They also have tons of kids in their classes. And so mentors get to be the ones that are fun, and we're the ones that care about kids no matter what, and we don't have to worry about test scores.
It's factual that mentors can help kids.
Yeah.
And you've got some statistics here that I found very interesting.
Yeah.
On when children are being mentored, that the difference it can make in not in everybody's life.
Not everybody, but we do
but
see
a percentage,
it.
A significant percentage.
Yeah, so we see like 52% of kids who are mentored, they're more likely than their classmates to go to school. They're 52% more likely to go to school. They're 46% less likely to use illegal drugs, which is, I mean, here in our town right now, the way the world is going, that's massively impactful. And it's not even just using the drugs, it's starting to use the drugs, that statistic is. They're 37% less likely to skip class. So a lot of kids will go to school, walk away from their class and never go. They're 37% less likely because they have a mentor in their life. One that's not on our list but that I love is kids who are mentored are 130% more likely to hold a leadership position in their future. They're 90% more likely to volunteer in their community. They get engaged because they see somebody in their life that is engaged and cares. And so then they are like, I want to give back. I want to do this. And so what we are excited about is like we are mentoring now for the future of our city. We're providing support for the future leaders of our city. We're the people that are leaning in with the kids so that they want to be a part of what happens next here.
And then you also have peer mentoring.
We do. So what we do is it's small groups of mentoring. We used to do one-on-one mentoring, and then our numbers just blew up. We have so many kids on a wait list. Trying to do one-on-one mentoring meant everybody sat on a wait list for a long time. And we also found so many kids during during the pandemic, the social isolation, they no longer knew how to engage with their friends if it wasn't through a screen. And so we've been doing 2 to 3 students with a mentor. And so what happens is the mentor is kind of overseeing it and supporting it, but the students get to kind of engage with each other. They learn how to reconnect with students, you know, their own age, how to have conversations. And then what we found is once they have another person at school, they can kind of be like, you know me, and we've sat, you know, doing something. They have another person even when the mentor is not there. And we had some sweet girls who were kind of this like frenemy. They were like sometimes friends, sometimes like fighting. And so they got paired with a mentor, and the mentor just sat and like asked them questions about their conflict. She didn't like tell them they were wrong. She was like, how did we get here? Why are you so mad? Like, what is it that hurt your feelings? So then the girls got to have these conversations. It turned out it was all miscommunication, as it most likely is. But then these students started studying together for tests, and they started reminding each other when they had assignments coming up, and they started being a support system for each other at school, which is amazing because our mentors are there one day a week, and then there's still 4 days a week of school. So it's wonderful when the students can connect and build those relationships and those supports, and that happens under kind of the watchful eye and support of a mentor.
Okay, so to learn more about mentoring, you know, if you've got time and you said, you know what, I'd like to make a difference.
Yeah.
You got a meeting tomorrow.
Yes, 1:30 to 2:30 at our office, 2280 Benton Drive, and we're building B. And then we also have a website, catalystmentoring.org. You can find
is
out all
about
mentoring.
Is that down there by One Safe Place?
Yeah, we're right before One Safe Place, same parking lot as Pathways to Hope. We're actually the old United Way building.
Okay.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. And also, just to add to that many times when you mentor, you are also receiving something great from the universe.
Oh, my goodness. People, our mentors are like, we have a blast. You have a great time. You feel good about yourself.
Right.
We connect you with a team of other mentors, so you build community,
right,
too.
Right.
And my team is always there to support you when you're like, hey, today this student had a really hard day, and I don't know how to support them, and I want to.
Right.
My team, who has the experience in all of those different things, is able to sit and troubleshoot that with you, which is really wonderful. And so what we have a really good time. Our team has a good time. Our mentors have a good time with our team. And so that's what I always say. Like, yes, you're giving us an hour a week to support youth, but it's 1 hour, and you are going to have an amazing time, and you're going to feel good about what you're doing.
Right. It's good juju.
Yeah.
Are you always bubbly like this?
Yes.
Come on. All the time. Is there a morning when you wake up and go, I need more coffee, don't talk to me?
I mean, yes. I am on my second cup of the day. Okay. I get up early, man. I've got 4 kids.
There you go.
Yeah. You got it.
So now you see how, from so many angles, how important their lives are with good mentorship.
Did they ever say to you, Mom, okay, I've been mentored, it's enough? Did they ever say that?
No. We adopted our youngest kiddos. They came out of the foster system. That's where my heart for our youth is. And I saw people step up for my kids and mentor my kids. And it was life-changing, especially for my son. He had a really hard time transitioning into our family, and some really wonderful people stepped into his life and mentored him, and all the difference.
Tomorrow?
1:30 to 2:30 at our office. We're going to have open house until 4. Please stop by. Ask us questions. Find out more. We need mentors.
Address?
2280 Benton Drive, Building B.
The old United Way, right down there by One Safe Place.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you so much for being with us.
No problem. Thank you, guys. This was wonderful.
Hey, when we come back, we've got Shasta Regional Medical Center.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
The students will return to the public school classrooms of Chicago. An agreement between the city and the teachers union over COVID testing protocols, ending a standoff that had closed schools for 5 days. The Northeast in the icebox, with the feel-like temperature plunging to 40 below in some spots, closing schools, chasing people indoors. New York City is shivering.
On this early morning in Brooklyn, it's about 18 degrees, but it feels even colder, and people here on the streets bundled up, telling me they're wearing 2 and 3 layers and still are not warm. Forecasters expect today to be the coldest day in the city since January 2019, but the deep freeze is forecast to ease a bit by tomorrow as highs climb back into the upper 30s and more so on Thursday. But then the weekend is expected to be a cold one with temperatures dipping back down into the teens. In New York, I'm Julie Walker.
And no thaw in the icy relations between Washington and Moscow over Ukraine following round one of diplomatic talks between the two countries.
Moscow went in insisting on guarantees to halt NATO's eastward expansion and even roll back the military alliance's deployments in Eastern Europe, the demands that Washington had earlier firmly rejected as a non-starter. Speaking with reporters, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said, "So far, let's say, we see no significant reason for optimism." Further Russia-US meetings are set for later this week. I'm Charles Diledesma.
Investigators trying to determine why safety doors failed to close in a New York City high-rise when a deadly fire broke out. The failures allowing thick smoke to spread through the tower, killing 17 people. Wall Street, the Dow down 180 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
So I invested in one of those fancy new exercise bikes. Without a doubt, a very special tool to help me get healthier. The problem is 3 days go by, then 4, and I've done nothing. And then it's night 5, and I'm sitting at the kitchen table, and I look down at myself, and I can't help but just laugh. Because there I am, wearing the exercise t-shirt that came with the bike, and I'm eating 2 corn dogs. I think we'd all agree, the special tool only matters if we use it to our benefit. At United Faith Mortgage, we believe we have an advantageous tool for you. Our mortgage team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions. There's no middleman. And often, this allows us to get you a better rate on your refinance or new home purchase, which can save you monthly and lifelong money. We or United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage, 425 Middle Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLS Consumer Access, Federal Corporate NMLS number 1330. Equal housing lender. Other license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
The president of Kazakhstan says a Russian-led military force will start withdrawing its troops from the country in 2 days after completing its mission, aimed at quelling public unrest triggered by soaring fuel prices in the energy-rich country.
This morning, President Tokayev addressed Parliament, and he said that the situation had stabilized in all parts of the country to such an extent that the Russia-led peacekeeping mission had basically been completed successfully. And he said that the foreign troops would begin withdrawing from Kazakhstan in a couple of days, that withdrawal due to last 10 days. So as far as the president is concerned, the crisis is pretty much over.
That's a BBC Steve Rosenberg. Bulgaria's top leaders are self-isolating after being in contact with the parliamentary speaker who tested positive for COVID-19. News and analysis at townhall.com. Health Secretary Becerra is ordering Medicare to reassess a big premium hike that millions of seniors will face this year.
That increase was largely attributed to a pricey new Alzheimer's drug with questionable benefits. Becerra's directive comes after drugmaker Biogen slashed the price of its $56,000 a year medication, Aduhelm, to $28,200 a year. Becerra says with the 50% price drop of Aduhelm on January the 1st, there is a compelling basis to re-examine the previous recommendation. John Scott reporting.
President Biden travels to Atlanta today, a trip that will focus on voting and election reform, the major changes that are being sought by the Democrats. According to the White House, Mr. Biden will voice support for changing Senate filibuster rules in order to pave the way for action on the Democrat proposals. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Yes, Linda's here today. It's Tuesday. She's not on assignment. Today, the 11th of January.
My assignment is being right here next to you.
There you go. That's your assignment in life.
Yep.
Today is the 11th of January, 2022, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Jared's at the helm, and we've already said splash some, jump in a, there's got to be another day.
Jump in the puddle, step in the puddle, and
splash other people.
No.
Is there another day? National Day?
National Milk Day, because in 1878, it was the first day that milk was delivered to homes in sterilized bottles.
1878.
Did you ever get wow. milk delivered to your home, Jared?
No.
All right. Well,
we did.
I grew up in a country where we would have the milk bottles, and we would go to a place that was like a dairy.
We had milk delivered when I was in college in Ellensburg, Washington. They'd deliver milk. The only problem was is that for some reason we thought we were drinking more milk than we did, three adult males, and we had so much milk, it pushed the beer out of the refrigerator. But luckily, my roommate started dating a girl that lived on milk.
Okay.
She would go through a gallon of milk a day. And so it kind of evened it back out so we could take the beer out of the bathtub in the ice and put it back into the refrigerator. And then we cut off the milk filters.
Do you remember? Well, then we got into cartons. I mean, that kind of ages us. But then the cartons became like... Now you had a superstore. Now you had more things that you could get with a large grocery store with cartons, and that became like, I mean, of course, I'm a child of the 60s and 70s, but so early 60s is what I remember as a kid. And do you remember on the cartons they used to have missing kids in the back of milk cartons?
I'm not sure if they still do or not.
We're
here with James Taggart, Dr. James Taggart from Shasta Regional Medical Center.
We need to honor that time, but first, let's do the weather really fast for the 8 o'clock hour. 49 degrees in the downtown studios. Today will be partly sunny with a high of 65 and an overnight lows mostly cloudy tonight with 43. Wednesday calls for partly sunny with a high of 65, overnight lows of 41. Thursday, sunny with a high of 65. Friday, sunny with a high of 64. And Saturday, beautiful once again. If you golf or you want to be outside, what a great time to be out in our beautiful weather here in Shasta, Redding. 65 on Saturday, and Sunday calls for sunny with a high near 62. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, where our customers are warm friends. 365-3793.
Okay, we're here with Dr. James Taggart from Shasta Regional Medical Center. Casey Fatch will join us in a bit. And you head up the emergency section down there.
Yeah, we've been busy.
You know,
unbelievable.
James has been on our show several times.
With a smile on his face, may I say, because, you know, I think it takes a certain kind of person that is in emergency, doing the doctor in emergency, and then can whistle while you just go out in the day and just be able to have that just like water on the back. You know, I think that's a calling. You're meant to do that. And so I really would love to do a little background too, but go ahead, Carl. I just jumped in there because I just think that's amazing. I just want to.
No, thank you. We enjoy what we do.
You're adrenaline
our
junkies.
Nurses.
Come on. Adrenaline
right.
junkies.
We are.
Well, you have to.
Diamond gear.
You're used to Well, I'm not trying to tell you what you do, but it, to me and to the layman, the emergency room is people coming in just screaming, bloody aliens popping out of their stomachs. But there's so much more to the emergency room than that.
Oh, there is. We see everything from primary care to infectious diseases to surgical emergencies and medical emergencies. We see pediatrics, elderly, so... Yeah, we see it all.
The when you were last year, in 2020, emergency rooms were almost empty.
Volume.
From what I remember, the volume went down so badly. The impact that had on health, in your opinion, doctor?
Well, we had to shift our staffing to meet the demands, and so that's been a constant challenge. And then the big thing is people were not seeking the medical care that they really needed because they were concerned that they were going to catch COVID at the hospital or going to the hospital. So I still think that's a big concern now with the current state of things and the amount of COVID that we are seeing now. It's increased dramatically. It's increased 100%. We had 287 cases over the weekend.
287 cases?
And active cases over 600. So
when you say
new cases.
Okay, so they come in to be tested or that they come in with symptoms?
They come in with symptoms, shortness of breath or cough, but it seems the presentation is a lot different this time. They don't seem to have the loss of taste or smell. But they just have other, they may have body aches and headache and,
more like
flu? It's really, really variable.
More like the original flu where you have body aches and, mm-hmm. and that kind of stuff.
And I've seen a lot of people that don't even have a fever, you know, and I'm just testing the person because they're short of breath and I know the patient's going to need to be admitted to the hospital and they're COVID positive.
Well, and so there's a difference about people being related or being, admitted in the hospitals with or for.
Correct.
Dr. Fauci
right.
just made this big announcement, right. which I think everybody in the medical profession knew, but he never made the announcement that there's a difference between people being admitted into the hospital with COVID
right.
or for COVID.
Right.
So when you admit them, is it for COVID or is it with COVID?
It's both.
Both. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can come in with a broken arm.
But lately we haven't had that many admissions. I believe Mercy has more of the current inpatient admissions, but I don't know the numbers.
You saw 287 over the weekend?
Those are positive. People that tested positive in the county.
But they could have come in for anything.
They could have been any
okay.
testing location.
Yeah, so are we short on tests, and where does one go if they're listening and they're like, oh, you know, I've been feeling like, you know, caca. Where does one go? Because we're here. All right.
We don't. Well, you see, and there lies the problem.
They've been short.
There lies the problem.
We've been short with the home testing. And I had heard that schools have purchased home tests to have the children checked before going to school.
Well, President Biden, and don't take this politically, but he promised 500 million of these home test kits. And so far, I mean,
where are they being manufactured?
Well, nothing's been ramped up. I don't think we've gone into that warp speed.
I mean, are we manufacturing these things in the United States? Has anybody ever studied that?
I think they are.
Which because a lot of our pharmaceuticals do come from another country. So I'm wondering if they're made in the United States.
So we're at the point now because so many new cases are coming in, we're running short of testing kits. If you want to get tested, however, if you buy a ticket to the Punch Brothers down at Cascade Theater, they will test
that.
You before you come in there.
I heard
and
that.
You know, that's brilliant. That? Yeah. I think that whoever did that's a little bit of a brilliant marketing strategy. Sell some tickets, get your test, get entertained. Maybe that's the new...
Swab and show.
This is what happened with my parents. I don't know. 90, my dad's 90, my mom's 88. They went to go because they were going to take this cruise out of San Francisco where they went to
Nothing scares these people.
No. And they said, we've had our shots, we're going. And they didn't know. They were packed, and they were okay. So they went to go get the COVID test at some place. They're outside of Sacramento. So they paid the $70. They were supposed to get an hour return, like yes or no. Didn't hear. Finally, they left, went home. Didn't hear. 5:30, I call them at night. We don't know. Next morning, I call them from the station, 6:30 more. We don't know. But the bus is picking us up, and we're going to San Francisco. So they go to San Francisco to get on the ship, and the people there on the ship, you know, whatever, the dock or wherever, they said, and they showed them their receipt that they took their test, didn't get a result. They gave them a test there for free. 20 minutes later, they got the results. Boom, they're on the ship. While they're on the ship, many of the staff got COVID, had to be taken off the ship. Somebody they were with got COVID, had to be taken off the ship. They didn't get into Catalina. They wore their masks. They're at home now saying, boy, we just missed the COVID.
Yeah, I'm not convinced testing prevents infection or transmission.
No. I don't know. We got to take a break here because I want to come back and talk to you just a little bit about that. I know you're not, primarily an infectious disease doctor, but you see so much of it. And somebody, also made the comment when you gave the symptoms, it said it sounds kind of like the normal flu, but it's not because they come up positive with COVID. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop, a better known business that gives the best haircuts in town. What can I say? Tim and Logan, they are truly the maestros of the hair, maestros of the scissors. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointments only, 244-9478.
Orchestration of scissors.
They are. It's kind of like listening to a violin concerto with their little scissors going like crazy around your ears. It's man's last stronghold. It's Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
Vote yes to recall Leonard Modi. My name is Woody Clendenin, and I'm a small business owner in Shasta County. I, like you, have watched as Modi has gone along with Governor Newsom's draconian mandates on our businesses and schools. He is supported by known socialists and BLM activists, and he doesn't make decisions with the interests of the people in mind. And it's time we elect someone who does. Vote yes to recall Leonard the Rhino Modi. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
When it comes to best breakfast, you know Black Bear Diner is the place to be. But have you considered feeding your dinner bear there? Nothing says comfort like slow-cooked pot roast, house-made meatloaf, or a tender breaded chicken fried steak. These dinners will take you back to the best home cooking comfort you know. Served daily at Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Hi, my name is Martin Reed, and I'm one of the teachers here in Shasta County who started the school walkout in protest of mandates. I'm sick of government overreach. Tim Garman, the president of Happy Valley School Board, voted to not enforce the mandates in his school district. Now, he is running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 2, and Tim will end the mandates in Shasta County as well. Vote yes to recall Leonard Modi, and vote for Tim Garman. No more mandates. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Wash away my troubles, wash away my pain, with the rain and shambala.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Yeah, it's Tuesday and Linda's here today, 8:20 in the morning here on the 11th of January, 2022. 44 degrees, it's going to be sunny today, it's going to be a beautiful day, going up to like 56. Yesterday I was out with the horse and it was, just a great day out there. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. If you're looking for a gift certificate or if you're looking for the class, the place to go to get your, CCW, take a look at Northern Firearms Instruction. And it's not just pistol instruction, it's also tactical rifle, long range rifle shooting, shotgun, personal defense. It has a variety, Northern Firearms Instruction has a variety of different classes for you. Learn more at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. I'm here with, Casey Fatch, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning, Casey.
Good morning.
And of course, Dr. James Taggart heads up the emergency services there.
Good morning.
James, the, we go back to the emergency here for a second. The amount of people, you know, you talked about 287 people you saw for COVID related. Now, were those people?
Well, those are just positive tests.
Positive tests. Okay.
Right. Not in our department.
Over the weekend. The whole county.
Yep. Let me get you in front of that. Yeah, okay. Can move that over.
We're seeing about 100 patients a day at Shasta Regional.
Okay.
100 patients a day. So that means coming through emergency.
In a 24-hour period.
Yeah. Yep. And that ranges from somebody with sniffles to, like we said, an alien erupting from their chest.
Or
like,
something.
Like heart attacks, strokes.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a busy room.
Now, that team that you have down there has got to be pretty well trained.
Oh,
We're
board-certified emergency physicians, and we have all of our nurses are – obviously, like any emergency department, well-trained in ACLS and all the training that they go through.
What can you say, emergency room certified?
So board certified. We went to residency in emergency medicine, which is a 3 or 4 year program. And then after any sort of residency, whether you're internal medicine, a surgeon, or any specialty, you have a board that governs and oversees the credentialing to make sure that those doctors or physicians know what they're doing.
We used to call it in the military, was it meatball surgery? When, you know, you'd be bringing them in and what you're doing is stabilizing and you're saving their lives. And in the military, and we called it the golden hour. We could get somebody back to the our local MASH unit there inside the camp, within an hour they had a much better chance. Is it the same
yes.
kind of thing here?
Yeah, certainly. We have a lot of metrics that we try to achieve or do achieve, whether it's regarding the treatment of stroke and getting them in, you know, into the CT scanner and their head CT results back within 30 minutes and making sure that they have the TPA medication within 60 minutes. So there's a lot of timelines that need to be met. And then, of course, our STEMIs.
That's it for heart attack, right.
Heart attacks. Yeah. And
So, Dr. Taggart, how many years have you been at Shasta Regional?
I've been here 10 years now.
And you chose to, you could be anywhere with your expertise. And what brings you to keep coming back to Shasta Regional and to Reading?
Well, it's not quite as hot as Phoenix, so that was a plus. And then, and there was actually a lot more to do here, outdoor activities. And then what sold me actually coming here were the people that I met during my interview process at Shasta Regional. So
really?
Yeah.
That's cool. Yep. See? So. It's nice to hear that, Casey, isn't it?
It's the same for me, actually.
And so, Casey, you come as well.
Yeah,
I mean,
from San Diego. Sure.
Yeah, when you think about when people, doctors, specialists, that can be anywhere and they choose to be in Reading and work within a certain body of, like Shasta Regional, you know, there's a lot of accolades that we can say, as far as what happens when you get on the top 10 list or the top list.
Right. Yeah,
nationally.
We're doing a lot of recruiting right now. A lot of physicians that we're bringing into the area from, you know, critical care to neurology, just a number of specialists that we're really short on here. And so we've had some, you know, it was really, for me it was tough at first, but at this point we're starting to see some heavy recruiting going on in specialists, pulmonology that we don't have. And so those are things that are definitely going to benefit the community.
We definitely call on me because I know that I've talked to other doctors' wives who weren't quite sure, you know, with maybe seeing things online or maybe the shopping. We have a really wonderful we have a great women – We have powerful women and really nice women in Reading and in Shasta County. And I can say that I've traveled quite a lot extensively in my life, but I really like our support system of our community here. And that's the bottom line because you can always, well, if you can't find it here, you can get in, you know, a car and maybe go to San Francisco or Sacramento. I mean, that's so, in the big picture, it's really about the quality of life and a thing isn't about the quality of life, and that's what Reading, I think, shows us about really this community spirit that we have.
Yeah, you know, it does, and you know, actually, the Chamber of Commerce has done a really good job of, with the whole, building up Reading's perspective, its image. There's a lot of stuff out there on like Google when you look at it, but which isn't correct, and so you know that's something that we're working on the city's image. And, you know, I'm actually really glad to be a part of it, but you're right. That is something that, you know, recruiting physicians here, it's, you know, what is their significant other going to do? And so that's, what's their profession? Do we have that industry to support that profession? Or is it something they can do as a community, you know, they can, you know, work from home? There's just a lot of different variables when you look at trying to bring people here, but we're having a lot of success lately.
I
think people
really
are.
They want to get out of the city.
They're getting tired of the big cities and all that. And,
no question.
Want a little bit easier life.
Right.
We're here with Dr. James Taggart, who heads up the emergency room, and Casey Fatch, who is the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center. We're going to take an early break, and this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Tobacco and Brew. Tobacco and Brew, 2173 Hilltop Drive, have been around for about 40 years. All your tobacco accessories, cigars, they have the finest walk-in humidor in the North State. Great people there who help a lot of our nonprofits coming through Shelley and Tobacco and Brew. And they are also going to be part of our new show, beginning the last Thursday.
And we're not really sure of the name, right?
Right. We've had over 300 people or 300 names sent to Ted Leidy and I for our new show premiering the last Thursday of each month. But part of it's going to be the spirit of the month and the alcohol, I guess I should say. And then it's going to be the cigar of the month. And but plus so many other things we're going to be talking about. And we should be making our mind up about the name of the show today. So we'll be right back after these messages.
I'm all right. Nobody's worried about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be?
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
Wind River Resort and Casino with Primal Fighting Championship presents
Fight Night.
Extreme mixed martial arts cage fighting at Wind River Resort and Casino on Saturday, January 15th.
It's in the cage.
Full contact fighting. This intense action-packed event sells out. Get your tickets now. Call 1-800-280-UIN to reserve a room in our hotel and purchase tickets. Great entertainment is happening with cage fighting at Wind River Resort and Casino on Saturday, January 15th. Tickets start at $35 plus fee. Must be 21 to attend.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
Moved my family away from my Carolina home. Had dreams about the West and started to roam.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. 8:33 in the morning here on the 11th of January, 2022. 44 degrees and sunny. It's going to be a beautiful day today. All week's going to be nice. No rain in the forecast. We are here with Shasta. the Regional Medical Center, and Casey Fatch, who's CEO of Shasta Regional, and Dr. James Taggart heads up the emergency room and all this. One of the questions that came into our chat room is staffing, Casey. With all the manifest or mandates coming around, how's that impacting on Shasta Regional?
Yeah, I would say staffing is probably one of our most difficult aspects of running the business these days, where this Omicron variant is just so highly contagious. You know, we've had a lot of staff that have tested positive, have to stay at home and isolate, and it's made it kind of difficult. And we have also nurses that have resigned to go do traveler's assignments, where they make a lot more than we can pay them, and it's a real challenging time. That's all I can say.
Yeah, but you're not firing.
No,
and so you
no.
Would, and I think that's important to know is that Shasta Regional is not firing anybody over this.
Yeah, we honor the religious exemption and respect the choices that our staff makes, regardless of what it is. It's like, who are we to judge? And so, but still, at the end of the day, it's been challenging. We've had a lot of the whole, not just the healthcare industry, the whole workforce. Yeah, but healthcare is exacerbated by some people are just burned out. This has been going on for a long time.
Yeah,
are we ready to embrace this?
Well,
and just say, it's here. Yeah. Let's just move forward, guys.
It doesn't matter what you want to do. It's going to be here.
Yeah.
And so just suck it up. Do whatever you need to do.
Right.
It's going to be part of life. And, just like the flu. I mean, when you look at 1918 and that whole pandemic, and we've been living with the flu ever since, this is no different. It's the same. It's going to be here. Whether we have to have vaccines every year or not, like we do for the flu, or we don't know yet, but still, it's here. There's nothing you can do about it. It's here.
Being CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center and group and all, Casey, do you have a briefing that comes down every day? Or how do you?
Yeah.
Because it's changing every time you turn around, go from room to room, boom, it's changing.
Yeah, I would say every day in my email there's something, either from the CDC or CMS or California Department of Health or the corporation I work for. There's always something coming in on how we're handling things and what the next strategy is based on some government release or every day we're adapting.
Is the everybody's running into the they can't get this, they can't get that. How do you take care of things like that, in the supply side?
Well, so yeah, the supply chain has always been an issue because, unfortunately we've done a lot of offshoring of medical supplies and in my opinion, it's a national security issue. We need to bring a lot of that stuff back onto our shores and manufacture it here because
Ventilators.
First of all,
here.
Specifically pharmaceuticals.
Okay. Yes,
I gotta tell you, it's kind of how we kept inflation in check for the first 20 years of this millennium is offshoring things, finding cheaper places to labor to make these supplies. And whether it's to your point, masks, gloves, gowns, pharmaceuticals, whatever. Now we've seen how much of a national security issue it is when they say, well, we're not releasing it to you guys, even though to the U.S., even though you've bought and paid for it, we're going to keep it here for our population. And that's a bad position to be in.
It's a terrible position. Yeah, hear our plea, Elon.
Yeah.
I don't know how or what genius could possibly put up a tent city and make the test kits or do what they need to do in order to get what we need right now or within the next week. It can be done. I believe it can be done.
I know that a lot of the companies that are American based are working on it. I mean, there's definitely a movement to bring, a lot of manufacturing back onto the shores of the U.S. I've heard of several companies that are, you know, building factories, and it has to be a national initiative, and it's a significant problem that, you know, unfortunately the pandemic brought to light.
Well, I think many people's fears, I just have to say this, or what is in the shot that they're getting put. I mean, for some reason, there is this weird, like, you know, when you had the polio and you had the TB and you had the three shots that you did as a kid and they stuck it in your arm and you lined up at school and it was no questions asked. Then fast forward to now, it's some people are freaked out about not having something in their arm, shot in their arm that they aren't. Don't know what's in the juice.
Well, you know, I think we talked about this on a previous show.
Yeah.
Is that when you look at, like, small, you know, remember the leaky vaccines,
yes,
the perfect vaccines and the whole thing. And for me, you know, I've been living with this for since February of 2020. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know anybody that had COVID until probably a year and a half into it. And I didn't know anybody that died from it until about a year and a half into it. So the difference is polio, all of us growing up knew somebody that had polio and got polio and were disfigured, unfortunately. And so you saw an example of, I want that vaccine. I don't want that to happen to me. You know, I want that vaccine. Smallpox had a 30% mortality rate before the vaccine was very, you know, was developed. And so everybody knew somebody that died from smallpox. Give me the vaccine. And I really do think the big difference here is, well, this thing is probably not real. I don't know anybody that got it.
Well, then, well,
right?
I mean, that's true. And then, yeah, then you also have in this, over the last few years, you just have the general public mistrust of any three-letter organization,
right?
Whether it's the CDC, FBI, Department of Justice,
or the Automobile Club of America.
Yeah, well, but even further than that, right, is the people's distrust because, you know, Trump was going warp speed into this. The Democrats did not want him to be reelected. And a lot of things were being said, and then they became the elected party, and a lot of the things they said kind of started coming back. But I think it goes back to the big thing is this lack of trust in our government.
You have that. You have the lack of trust. And then
the other thing, too, is people say, I don't know what's in the vaccine. Well, you know what? I don't know what's in ibuprofen. I don't know what's in my shingle shot. I don't know things like that. I just kind of like, you know, I guess I could go back and find out what's in ibuprofen.
Well, you know, but again, remember, we talked about this before.
Yeah.
Is don't let politics or the internet get in between you and your relationship with your doctor. That's who you need to listen to is your doctor.
I agree.
They're the ones that are, you know, did all this schooling, did, you know, all this training, and it's just, you know, I just see that's a real problem now. Is people, oh, I saw this on WebMD or whatever, and like all these commercials on TV for pharmaceuticals. You know, some of the channels I watch, every single commercial is about some drug that, and then they spend the first 5 seconds talking about the drug.
How you're gonna die from it.
And then the next 25 seconds talking about all the side effects.
Right. Really fast. May cause blindness.
But again,
legs fall off.
It's just got to stop and just listen to your doctor because that's the relationship that should be the most important to you.
And that's the thing is, it's between you and your doctor, and the doctor's gonna knows you that says, I think this is a good idea, or I think this is not something you should do.
Right.
Anyway, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about things that are going on at Shasta Regional. I know that there's, every time you come on, you've got something new on the hopper here. And we've heard about the, you know, residents coming in, Taver, so many other things.
Well, we have a new joke for you, Carl, since you brought up a horse earlier. You have your horse. And so this horse walks into a bar, and the bartender says, hey, why the long face? I'm just saying.
We'll be.
You're welcome.
We'll be right back.
Last month, the Shasta County Board of Supervisors had the opportunity to not renew the contract for the Dominion voting machines. This was a lease agreement valued at over $2 million. Supervisor Modi voted to renew the lease agreement and continue using Dominion machines. Now we find out that a representative from Dominion Voting, Inc. has donated money directly to Modi's campaign account. Shasta County, you deserve better. Vote yes, recall Modi. Paid for by Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is having a grand opening at their new location in the Shasta Gateway Center at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson, January 22nd. They feature new and existing vendors along with collectible glassware, jewelry, sports memorabilia, Tiffany lamps, antique desks and dressers, dolls and toys, clothing and hats, and much, much more. It's Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage grand opening with free drawings throughout the day. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage open 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at their new location in the Shasta Gateway Center at 1773 Highway 273, Anderson.
This is Carl Bott. Join Ted Leidy and me on the last Thursday of each month for North State Now as we discuss things that men talk about. If you've ever wanted to hear what men talk about when they're all together, tune in at 6 p.m. the last Thursday of each month and hear politics, hunting, the bourbon of the month, and much more. All of this on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA or go online to sfymca.org.
Hi, I'm Krista Reed, a teacher and mama bear. I've watched as Shasta County's Board of Supervisors put our children and youth last. This recall is a chance to put our kids first. Vote yes to recall Modi. Vote for Tim Garman, a papa bear who took a stand for Happy Valley's children. We need someone who will put our kids first. That person is Tim Garman. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
We may need a shot of whiskey this morning. What do you think?
Well, it just so happened that I might have one of those available. Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl Lindabot, 8:47 in the morning here on the 11th of January, 2022. I keep saying 2022 because people are still writing 2021. Linda's writing 2020 on hers. It's 47 degrees. It's going to go up to 56 today. It's going to be a great week. We're here with Casey Fatch, CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Dr. James Taggart, who heads up the emergency services. Every time you come in here, you've got something like, wow, going on over at Shasta Regional. You know, everything from residencies to TAVR valve replacements. And what else you got going on over there?
Well, you know, we're taking a look at a couple of different technologies to try to bring it to the North State. One of them is a device invented by Abbott, which is called the Watchman. And it basically is a pretty much a cure for atrial fibrillation. And so it's a small, tiny pacing device that's put on put in the left right ventricle of the heart. And disrupts atrial fibs where you don't have to take the blood.
Okay, atrial fibs is?
Atrial fibs is a irregular heartbeat. And,
okay.
And can cause, you know, you have much more higher incidence of having a stroke or some other issues. And this is something that, you know, can get you off of the blood thinners, off the medications, and put your heart back into a normal sinus rhythm, which is a normal heartbeat. And so that's something we're taking a hard look at. We're also taking a look at endovascular repairs of the aorta and for aneurysms and those type of things. So there's a lot of that type of stuff that we're looking at. We're, you know, evaluating the technology and, you know, cost benefit and you know, all that's, you know, how we have to kind of look at the world. But those are some things that we're trying to, again, put a program in place where people don't have to leave the area, because we have the talent, we have the medical staff here, we have the people that can do these procedures. But it's just a matter of, you know, some executive somewhere figuring out how to implement these programs and to benefit the community. So
well, you've done real well with that.
Yeah, we're still looking at it. That's always the strategy for us. You know, so.
James Taggart, emergency room. What would you tell people to
Doctor
do?
Dr. James Taggart.
What would you tell people to do that would keep them out of the emergency room?
Well, in terms of COVID, I would, you know, the usual, wash your hands, and I would make sure you're taking vitamin D, and I would see your doctor and have your vitamin D level checked. You want your vitamin D level as high as possible, at least 50. That's the high end of normal. There is no significant detriment if you have a higher level than that, 55 or 60, but there's plenty of evidence out there to show that if you have a vitamin D level of that level, that you're not going to get severely ill from COVID.
Oh, so that vitamin D, that vitamin D supplement I take every morning is good, huh?
And not all vitamin D is different, so that's why not all vitamin D is the same. So
okay.
I would get on that and follow up with your doctor to make sure that your levels are adequate, along with the vitamin C and the zinc.
Yeah, C and zinc.
Okay, D and zinc. That would help.
D,
that's for COVID.
Zinc.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Dolores, good morning.
And vitamin B's too.
Vitamin B?
Yep.
B12. Okay. Well, I take that too. You take that. Dolores, good morning. Thanks for waiting.
Yes, good morning, Carl. I'm listening to to the doctor and giving his recommendations, really basic. That's what it sounds like, recommendations, to listen to your doctor. I agree and disagree with that, because sometimes, you know, every person knows their body. Okay, I know my body. Nobody else does. I gone to the doctor when I was sick, and one time where I was so sick that everybody didn't believe me. It took my doctor 3 years to diagnose me what was wrong, because they kept on sending me different places. They had no idea. And when I first went in there, I said, I'm sick. There's something going on. And they did all the tests, and they said, oh, you know, everything looks well. I'll see you in 6 months. I said, no, uh-uh. I kept on pushing. And you know what? Lucky I did, because that doctor was wrong.
Well,
they made a mistake.
Okay.
So not everybody, you know, is correct, even no. Doctors.
Yep. Yeah. No, that's
okay,
that's,
Dolores,
that's
thank
true.
You. That's
yep. And you need to have the open communication with your doctor, and you need to be an advocate for yourself.
Yes.
You know, or have someone be an advocate for you if you're unable to do that. But if you're not finding the answers that you feel that you need or you're not getting, then you need to certainly look elsewhere.
And you are your own. I mean, you know if you know your body and you know how you feel, and if it's there, and it, you do, you just have to pursue that.
Sure.
Because nobody's infallible. So that's for COVID, for doing that. But say, we have people coming in there, and okay, if you have break an arm or you have a heart attack and all that kind of stuff, but do you get a lot of people that are just coming in for minor things because they don't have a physician? Or?
Well, yeah, the access is definitely challenging for people in Shasta County.
Yeah, we see a lot of that here, and that's why you know, we've made a big push at Shasta Regional Medical Group to bring on new providers. I think we're one of the only practices that are, you know, that's open for new patients in the Redding and Shasta County area. And so that's a significant issue because, you know, unfortunately when you start using the emergency room for primary care, you know, it just starts to clog up the system, right? Because we're taking care of patients that have emergency critical issues. And so it's not that we don't want to, but it's just not what the emergency room is designed for. But still in this area, there's just such a shortage of primary care providers that, you know, that's one of the huge initiatives on our radar is to bring new people into the area. So we have a couple of really good, new additions to the medical group and, from an internal medicine perspective. And so it's pretty exciting. We're happy to be able to take new patients.
Can we talk about, you know, we're talking new physicians and all this. Can we talk about that residency program a little bit? And that, you know, about getting new doctors in here?
Yeah, we're...
I know it's out a ways, but...
It is out a ways. But again, that's the whole objective, is to, you know, bring people into the area when they come here and they're doing their residency. And then hoping that they'll be here for 3 years and then they'll become acclimated, they'll like the area and they'll want to stay. That's the only reason why we're doing it, because there's just such a shortage.
Why do we have, and there's a shortage of doctors, obviously, in the United States. Is this something that I heard once, is that the government has regulated how many doctors?
Well, so Congress sets the number of residency spots in the U.S.
Uh-huh.
But the reality is, why is there such a shortage? Well, you want to go to school for 8 years and come out with $400,000 in student loans you have to pay off? There's a lot of other tracks that a lot of people will explore before doing that. It's a heavy lift, number one, to go to medical school and residency. Real heavy lift. Number two, having probably the highest burden of student loan debts of any profession.
Yeah.
When you it's like, wow, gee, this sounds like fun. Let's do this. That's the problem.
I'm still paying off my student loans 20 years later.
I'm sure you are. A lot of people don't realize that, you know.
And that impacts if you're just trying. You know, here you are, a physician. You're hired. You're making good money, and you're trying to buy a house with $400,000 worth of debt. You can't get a loan. Is there something, and I never thought I'd ever hear myself saying this, is there something to say about, a physician who makes it through school, that there's, like they come to rural areas, I think you can start getting loan written off.
There's a lot of stuff you can do as far as, physicians going to medically underserved areas or healthcare shortage areas and working for specific entities like, Indian Health or, and a federally qualified healthcare center like Shasta,
the Rain Rancheria here.
Yeah, Rain Rancheria, which is Indian Health, but then Shasta Community Health Center.
Yeah,
those are federally qualified health centers, and some government jobs in specific areas. Yeah, you can get a lot of student loans paid off, but those are hard areas to work.
Yeah,
you know they're not. It's not big glamorous job at a big university. And so those are things that, they're just a bunch of obstacles. And that's one of the reasons why people are choosing not to go into medicine.
Would it make sense if we, somebody, that goes to medical school and 5 years after they've graduated, that you can write off that student debt? I mean,
so there's a lot.
Would that bring more people into the?
So there's a couple of different programs. I think one of the there have been two. Everybody don't hold me to this, but there's been two medical schools that have been licensed in the state of California over the last 40 years, and one of them is at the University of Riverside. And their thing is, if you come to and do your medical school here, and then you stay in the area when you graduate for 3 years, we'll write off your loan. Because they just couldn't get people. It's the same thing. They started that program to get people to come to Riverside and practice and you know, and get educated and then integrate into the community. And so those kind of programs are what's going to, you know, going to medical school is such a heavy lift and a big ask for somebody to make a commitment for that. And then when you look at the financial burden that they have to go through, and then what they make when they get out of, you know, doctors aren't making what they used to. I'll be honest with you. Sorry. It's a reality. And so that's why the equation is starting, isn't really working right now.
Especially for primary care.
Yeah.
They just,
yeah.
It's going to get worse then.
Well, you know, you look at
before it gets better.
No, I mean, but you look at like a, you know, we pay pediatricians the least they make the lowest amount of any physicians out there, but they're in charge of taking care of our children, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you know that specialty is starting to dry up, and then yeah, it's
like you said, just your regular.